Solid State Radio. Local. It's kind of what we do. Adam Harahuk, offering up Solid State Sessions. That was so f***ing announcy.
This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Harahuk.
Is he mobile with the Soul Assassin? Yes.
It's bike night in downtown Lapeer, everybody. Come on down. You don't have to ride, but it'd be a lot cooler if you did. Adam Harahuk here hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out after happy hour. This is Sessions, an hour of Michigan-made music. I love Fridays because I get to have the bands and artists that perform this fantastic music in studio and get a chance to talk to them. Joel Pratt from Approaching Autumn, he's been in the studio numerous times. I think he has his own key at this point. He's going to be here. We're going to be talking a little bit about Approaching Autumn, but he wants us to hear some solo stuff. He's got some solo stuff in the works, so we're going to be tiptoeing through that and more or less just having a nice time. Getting to the music, starting things off. Here is a band that's no longer together anymore, but they'll always be in our hearts. Here's 20 Dead Flower Children. Here's Safety Dance, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and, of course, the Solid State Radio app.
Hi, I'm Robbie, and my dad's the drummer of Gutter Swamp, and you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio. Make sure you listen to Gutter Swamp, or else they'll beat me.
Hey, hey, heard that. Hey, get out of here.
Yeah.
Swamp right there. Get up and go on Sessions on Solid State Radio, and get up and go to the Sessions concert series that I've got planned in August at the Corona Road Bar. Gutter Swamp will be there along with some fantastic other local original bands. More on that later on, because right now I'm promoting the Sessions concert series I've got going on a week from tomorrow at Cascade Lounge. Screaming Casanovas, Hard Luck Pete, and Citizen Keen all on one stage. It's going to be a good time. I'm hoping to get this next band involved into a live situation. Loxodon just released their album American Odyssey Part 1. Here's a tune you guys have been digging. Here's Happy Life, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Job, go to work, work hard, play hard, stash away a Roth IRA, get a nice car and aim higher every day, keep a tally, place up your calories, your body will be a money machine, and don't forget to exercise at least 3 times a week.
latest release from Loxodon, American Odyssey Part 1 is the name of the album. Download it today. Learn it, know it. There will be a test later. Happy Life is the name of that one. Joel Pratt, you know him from Approaching Autumn. He has some solo work that he's bringing in for us to take for a test drive. We're going to be talking to him next. Coming up right here on Sessions. Stick around. The Sessions concert series returns to Cascade Lounge in Metamora, Michigan. I'm Adam Herhuck, your host of the Sessions concert series. Saturday, June 24th, come on out and see three acts that I play on my show. Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. There's no cover, no tickets to buy. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Three acts that you need to see. Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. It's a Sessions concert series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stones Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present The Velocity of Autumn. Find out what happens when your 80-year-old mother barricades herself into an apartment with Molotov cocktails because she just doesn't want to go to a nursing home. This play opens on Friday, April 21st, closes on April 22nd, showtime 7:30. Tickets are available at stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stones Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascade & Lounge in Metamora has everything you need.
hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
And welcome back to the show. This is Sessions, where Michigan-made music is king. Joel Pratt, he's been in studio more than once. He's from Approaching Autumn. We're going to get reacquainted with Approaching Autumn, and then we're going to be playing some solo stuff, some stuff that hasn't been heard ever. And he's also brought a guitar to debut something for us. Meantime, let's get reacquainted. Here's John Connor from Approaching Autumn on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Yeah.
Approaching Autumn, John Connor, Joel Pratt from Approaching Autumn in studio with me today. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you for having me. And we also have another little guest here, my daughter, Sophia. Yeah. She's with us, too.
Hi, Sophie. How are you doing? Welcome back.
Hi.
Now, remember, you got to watch your mind, your P's and Q's on this show.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, watch your language. You've been cussing up a storm.
I know. Dude.
Excuse me, but Dad.
Oh, you're busted now.
Yeah, Dad, you're busted.
So before we get into the solo stuff, how is Approaching Autumn?
Approaching Autumn is wonderful. We've been still writing. I'm actually doing all the drums now. I'm playing SJC drums. We got a whole new setup. We got a whole new studio that we're doing, and we got some really good music cooking. Like Dan, especially, he's been writing on 7 and 8 string, and it's driving Steve insane because he's like, I don't have a guitar, because Steve's overseas right now. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have a guitar right now to practice. So now he's going to have to like completely write new stuff when he comes home.
Oh, no. So what have you guys done? Well, I've been on. Jeez.
I know, pretty much.
So, while you're waiting for that to happen, you're releasing some solo material.
Yeah, so like I've been kicking around the idea of releasing just like a couple tracks just for fun, and a few of my friends have like begged me to do it for years, and I just never got around to it because I was always in a band. But because Approaching Autumn is, we're not really on hiatus, we can't really play shows at the moment because we got to wait for Steve, and even if Steve came home at the moment, we have to basically train a studio drummer how to play all of our songs the way we need them played in order to continue on the way we have performance-wise. So I decided to take some of my old stuff, which we're going to play here tonight, that was written and released in 2012, and I'm also going to release some new tracks. I have one new single coming out in August, and I'm hopefully going to be releasing like either a demo or an EP by spring of next year.
Nice. So the three tracks that you sent me, you said they're previously released. How can people get a hold of them?
You can actually listen to these on any music platform, Apple, Spotify, whatever, because they were put on there, I think, in like 2019 or 2020, but they've never, like, literally never been promoted. They were just thrown up there so they didn't get lost in the mix somewhere. Because, like, dude, these songs are 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even have the original masters to them. So this was actually recorded by Dave. He's the drummer of Slumlord Radio. He owns List Street Studios in Frankenmuth. I think they're still there. I don't even know. It's been a decade. Right. But he actually recorded me because he recorded my old band, The Finale. And I was like, hey, man, you want to record some of my stuff? And for what we were doing at the time, you know, a decade ago with recording engineering, it was like, it was amazing. Like he really is very, very good at his craft. I hope he's still engineering somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Hopefully he's still playing with Slumlord Radio. And hopefully he shows up with Captain Hollywood when they're in studio here. Because it's always just Tommy. It's like, the drummer's got sick. So Dave, don't get
drummers,
sick this time.
Man, we always got an excuse.
I know. All my drummers used to love it when I made this joke on stage. It's like, why are you sweating? You get to sit down through the whole show. So, Making Beds. Talk me through this one.
So, this song was written originally. So, a lot of my songs are like relationship type songs or, you know, dealing with life type songs. Someone recently said, can't you write anything that's like happy? Yeah, but I mean, it's not really me. Like, I write, like, that's how I, like, let out all of my whatever is in my head is just, I release it onto, you know, music. And this song was going through a breakup and dealing with that at the time and essentially making beds in a burning house. No matter what you do, you're making that bed, the house is still going to burn down. And that's basically what it's about. It's about being in a relationship and knowing that it's going to just end no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, it's all going to end.
Wow. Here's Joel Pratt, Making Beds, on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Are you really happy now? Are you truly safe and sound? While I'm still clearing out the smoke of every little promise that we broke.
Joel Pratt, Making Beds on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. They say that if you really want a good mental health is to make your bed at the, when you wake up. That way it kind of starts off the day.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, say, Sophie, do you are you? Does he make you make your bed?
How's your room supposed to look before you leave?
Clean.
That's right. Your room should be clean.
But I never make my bed.
Well, no, she sometimes she does, no, but she does forget a lot. Dad has to make it.
Yesterday, I made my bed when my friend came over.
That's true. Because so, if you want friends over, house got to be picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. We're talking to Joel. You know him from Approaching Autumn, but he's got some solo stuff that has been marinating for a while. I mean, you had this stuff out since 2012.
Yep.
And so are, they are what they are, and you were working on some new stuff.
Yeah, I actually have like a catalog of music up here, and some of it's actually recorded. So like when I get ideas for songs, I will just hit record, and I'll say what key I'm playing in. I'll say what tempo I'm playing to out loud. So that way, if like 2 years down the line, I want to go screw with that song, I know exactly what I was doing. Or like for when I've been using her piano lately, I've just been filming where I've been playing and what I've been playing along with whatever I'm playing over. So yeah, that way I don't ever forget, because I have a song that I just took out of the library that someone was like, hey, you should record and release. That one's really good. There's some parts of the lyrics that I don't like just because of what it represented at the time, because it was written like, again, a decade ago when I was in LA. So there's some things on it that I'm like, I might change it a little bit now because it's not really my life anymore. But still, nonetheless, the guitar part's fantastic and it needs to be used.
We are going Facebook Live. Go to Sessions' Facebook page and you'll be able to see his smiling face. Leave a comment, question. No dirty jokes today.
Yeah,
his
none,
daughter's
please.
Here, so we'll read them on the air. What is it with, and I kind of get it, but what is it with the rock people, the metal people, really gravitating towards Miley Cyrus?
Dude, I don't know. Okay, so here's what happened. So I redid her song Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Purely because one of my friends sent me another band. I don't remember their name. It was when the song actually came out and was like, dude, this sounds awful. You could do better. And like normally, hold on. Normally I'd be like, it's a band that's trying. So they did great. I don't care how it sounds. They right. tried. That's what matters. But yeah, I could have done a little bit better. So I was like, all right, let me mess with this. So I literally messed with it for like a day and a half. And this is what I came up with. And then I got a hold of Dave and I was like, dude, I want to do this. He's like, are you for real? And I'm like, I'm dead serious. He's like, all right, let's do it. So went in there. I think we recorded it in like a day, like one day. And I did all the drums, the guitars, screams, harmonies, vocals, backing vocals, everything. Like everything that you hear, except for the very last song, Making Beds. There was a studio drummer that did do the drums that wanted to do the drums. But Wrecking Ball and any song, other songs that you hear from me, that's me doing all the instruments. And nothing's MIDI, no computer work of any kind. I actually really like the raw feel of a
sure.
song.
Sure. All right, let's check it out. Here's Joel Pratt doing a Miley Cyrus cover. Here's Wrecking Ball, and it's on Sessions.
Yeah.
Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus cover, Joel Pratt. Joel's in studio with me today. Not a bad cover.
Thanks,
man. I like it.
I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Dave and I, dude, we worked really well together in studio. I'd love to work with them again someday. I'm actually, for the songs that I'm recording now, they're actually being recorded with Retro Studios, owned by In-House Media, which is my company. Uh-huh. And then they're actually being mixed and mastered by Bare Knuckle Studios in Davison, and Ian Korsak is actually doing that.
That name is ringing a bell.
Yeah. Gosh, he's going to kill me. I forgot the band he was in, but he was actually in a pretty well-known band in Michigan for a while. I guarantee you that they've been on this show.
No problem.
They were really, really good, too. Austin, their singer, is like, he's got a voice like no other. I'm actually shocked he hasn't been on the show yet.
Well, he might have. I've done probably close to 200 interviews.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility. If you remember your band names, let us know.
And Austin, if you haven't personally been on this show, you need to come on here.
Absolutely. Come one, come all. Now, you've got the guitar. You're going to play something for us.
Yeah.
Untitled, newer song.
Yeah, so this one's going to be released in August. We have like five names that like I've kicked around with several people that are like in my circle. And I'm like, hey, what do you think of this? So right now it's just called 143, but... later it'll have a title. Maybe the people who are listening can help us come up with a name.
What can you tell me about the subject matter?
So it's just basically about, again, relationships. Being in a relationship and having something end that maybe you weren't quite ready for it to end, but maybe it should at the same time.
Fair enough. All right.
Every way that you'd say my name, even if you're angry, and now I lie awake talking to no one but the walls, and you're all I can think of, and I'll miss the way that you would always lay your broken, shattered head upon my tattered chest, and we would just lie awake watching all of the stars fall, wishing that we could be the ones the world would forget about. They'd forget about. Single day pretending like I'm not dying inside, and you're not the reason why I can't ever sleep at night. I just wanna be me again, but you're the memory still haunting me inside my head, and I'll miss the way. Shattered head upon my tattered chest, and we would just lie awake watching all of the stars fall, wishing that we could be the ones the world would forget about. Well, thank you.
So, can you tell us the other suggested names?
So, one of them is Lifelines, but I am not partial to that, nor is a couple of my buddies, because I Prevail, another Michigan awesome band,
sure,
came out with a song called Lifelines. So, even though this one was written before that one came out,
yeah,
they beat me to the punch. So, don't really want to name the song that. Trauma was another one, because it's it has to deal with, you know, trauma, relationships, so on. So there's a few names that we're kicking around, but so far I'm just calling it 143.
There you go. Is that because in musician terms, it's a major and then a minor?
You know what? I have been asked that question many times. It actually just means I love you. That's why I call it 143, because that's something we used to say to each other a lot. 143.
Oh, see, that kind of digging that.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, kind of dig that.
Well, cool. Like maybe that's what we'll leave it as.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I think this one likes it.
It gets people thinking about it. Musicians are thinking, you know, okay.
And it's funny because other musicians have been like, "Oh, are you calling it? Oops, sorry. Are you calling it because of that? You know what? It could have been. I'm not that smart, but yeah, no. I'm just simple and lame, hopeless romantic, and it means I love you. So
when you write a song. And I might have asked you this the last time, so I guess if somebody wants to call me out on it, you can go right on ahead. When you're writing and recording a song, I've heard from many writers they don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
When the song is finished.
Yeah, and that's true.
When do you know the song is finished?
When I feel the hair stand up on the back of my neck. When I listen to it in the car and I can feel the hair standing up, it giving me the goosebumps that I need it to give me in order to know this is done. That's when I know a song is done. And there are a few songs that when I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, I personally couldn't have made that song better. There are other musicians out there, of course, like Josh Miller, who was in Meridians and our former drummer of Approaching Autumn. Mm. He's taken several of my songs and just made them unlike anything I would have ever dreamed of. And I'm so thankful that he's my friend and that we've worked together in music, because he's very gifted with that. He's a great producer. And me, when I feel those hairs stand up on the back of my neck, I know it's ready.
Nice. So you may have answered this before, but you're going into the studio. You're going to record some new music.
Yep.
You said the springtime is a target date for?
So the single will be out in August. And then springtime will probably be a demo or a EP. Beyond that, I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing, because when this EP drops, Steve will be back.
Gotcha.
And when Steve gets back, you best believe that next summer, Approaching Autumn, we are hitting some concerts, man. We're going to be doing a couple small tours. We're going to be doing a lot of shows. We plan on it.
Good, good, good. Now, luckily, we were able to squeeze a lot of these songs in. We were worried that we weren't going to be able to get every moment in here, but here we are. What can you tell me about this track?
So this song was actually written for a friend. My friend Rissa was going through a rough relationship at the time, and I don't know, it just inspired me to write a song for her, basically from her perspective, essentially. And she actually has told me it's one of her favorite songs from me, and it actually helped her a lot through that. So I'm actually very thankful for that.
Good. Let's check this one out. Here's Joel Pratt, Every Moment, and it's on Sessions. Joel Pratt, Every Moment on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Joel is here, but he did not come by himself. He's got his daughter hanging out with him today. Sophie, how you doing? You just got out of school, huh?
Yes, I just got out of school, and I was kind of sad, but kind of not sad.
Why are you not sad?
Because I'm not sad.
You can sleep in every day.
What?
You can sleep in every day.
Yes. I'm not sad because I just want to get out of school and it's just too much for me. And why I am sad is because I don't get to see my friends and I don't get to see, like, my teacher and stuff. And my teacher's actually very sweet, so...
Wow. You do. You've gotten very lucky in the teacher department. I will say that.
Yes, I've gotten girl teachers for kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and now fourth grade, and I'm going into fifth grade.
Not just girl teachers. She's gotten really good teachers. She has very good teachers at her school. I actually like them a lot.
Yes, but Miss Pyle was kind of rude to me. She hated me.
Okay, let's not name names.
Yeah, in fact, we really don't want to give out like school names and any kind of personal information. So.
No.
But it's good that you're going to be going into fifth grade. You're going to be ruling the school, I guess you were saying. You're going to rule with an iron fist. All the younger kids, you're just going to like take their lunch money. I think you were saying you were going to take their lunch money. Is that true?
No.
We got to have a talk when we leave here, dude.
That's middle school talk, okay?
That's when she gets to middle school. You're a year ahead, apparently.
No. I'm never going to take any kids' lunch money, okay? I got my
better
own.
Not.
Dad, you can give me my own lunch money.
That's true.
I'm going to steal your money, okay?
You're very good at that.
She's going to shake you down.
Dude.
So dealing with your dad's music, I mean, do you brag to your friends at all?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, sometimes I can be like, yeah, my dad's a really good music person, and I just love his music.
Now, this is not new hat for you, this being on the radio. You've been on the radio before.
Yes, this is actually my third time being on the radio.
Oh, you're a veteran now.
Oh, yeah, she's a vet.
Yes. I've been on this radio. This is my second time being on this radio, and I was on a different radio.
Gotcha. And you've been at music video shoots?
Yes, I've been to one of my dad's music videos, and it was very loud because of the drums, I liked it.
Good. You ever seen your dad play live?
Like at a concert?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I've been to one of his concerts.
Yeah, like just elbowing people and that's my dad up there.
Yes. I was like in front of the gates.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a lot
front
of people
row
at that show. That was a good show.
Front row.
That was for Hear This Fest.
So yes. you didn't do any moshing or anything like that? Crowd surfing?
No.
No, she had security tight with her the whole time. I'm like, do not lose these ones. They are precious cargo.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, Joel, thank you very much for coming on in here.
Thanks for having me again.
I can get you to play us out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to actually play Breathe from Approaching Autumn, which is available on Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere you listen to music.
All right.
Awkward silence that lives inside my head is a peaceful blessing till the screaming starts again. This constant battle in my mind I try to fight for my life every day and night. Just breathe, you're okay. You will make it through the day. Let your mind start to break you down. Just breathe, you'll be fine. You won't break, you will survive. Then you'll walk right out the other side. Just breathe. We live in anguish, then pretend that we're just fine, along with living inside of these broken minds. A hollow shell of the ones that we used to be. Someone wake me up before there's nothing left of me. This suffocation, it strangles me from help. How do I save me from myself? Just breathe, you're okay. You will make it through the day. To let your mind start to break you down. Just breathe, you'll be fine. You won't break, you will survive. Then you'll walk right out the other side. Just breathe. Thank you. Just breathe, you're okay. You will make it through the day. Don't let your mind start to break you down. Just breathe, you'll be fine. You won't break, you will survive. Then you'll walk right out the other side. Just breathe.